Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in South America on the first stop of a five-nation tour that includes a visit tomorrow to Chile. To talk about the earthquake there, as well as the state of relations between the U.S. and Latin America, we're joined now by Moises Naim. He's the editor-in-chief of Foreign Policy magazine. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Let's talk first about the earthquake. President Michelle Bachelet yesterday decided to send troops to the hardest-hit region, which has been the site of looting. And given her own personal history with the Chilean military, I wonder if you think this might have been a tough decision for her.
No, not at all. Part of her personal history is that she was the Minister of Defense of Chile. So she is very well known in the military. She knows them well, and the military today are very, very different from what they were when they were in power during the Pinochet years.
Now, Chile has now asked for international help, but initially there was some hesitation. Why?
One has to understand that this is one of the biggest earthquakes ever, and that there is a certain amount of confusion and disorganization, and people are baffled and disoriented. It's very normal. And so, you know, they probably did not know and did not have a full understanding of the scale and scope of the needs that are coming forward, that will be needed.
I want to turn now to Secretary Clinton's trip. During the previous administration, many Latin American leaders felt that Latin America was being sort of shunted aside, that it was no longer considered very important. Is that changing under Secretary Clinton and President Obama?
Well, they tried, and one needs to understand that this is a long-felt perspective from Latin America. Latin America always feels, for good reasons very often, that it is not at the very high level, doesn't get a lot of attention in Washington and elsewhere. And there was an initiative just early in the President Obama's administration. He went to a summit in Trinidad where he had all sorts of very good overtures. He's developing a very strong relationship with Mexico. He tried at the beginning to develop a very consistent view about the Honduras situation, consistent with the rest of the region, and he tried to develop a very close relationship with Brazil. Unfortunately, in all of those cases, his overtures were either rebuffed or not well, their reply was not very effective on the part of Latin America.
So what are the main points of discussion likely to be during this trip?
Well, paradoxically, it's going to be Iran. One of the of course, Secretary Clinton is going to say that there is a policy towards Latin America, that Latin America is a priority, that there are all sorts of initiatives that the United States wants to develop with the region and with specific countries. But one important item in the agenda is a visit to Brazil. Brazil has developed close ties with Iran, and the Secretary Clinton wants to use that visit to explain to the Brazilians what are the stakes concerning Iran's nuclear program and what is the U.S. positions, and hope to get Brazil's support for the U.S. position.
What is she likely to hear from Brazil?
Probably not much that will make her happy, but it has become a very important point for Brazil to show its independence. President Lula personally is very committed to show that Brazil is now a global player that does not take instructions from the United States, and it has become kind of a point of honor for him and the Brazilians to show their independence.
Yeah. Now, what about Cuba?
Well, Cuba is an evergreen. Cuba is always there in the conversations, but it's not that important anymore. It continues to be important in the minds of some leaders giving speeches, but in the practical realities of the daily realities of Latin Americans, Cuba does not matter much.
And let's talk about Venezuela. Secretary Clinton is not visiting Venezuela. She's not meeting with President Hugo Chavez, but is he the elephant in the room here?
In many ways he is, but in many ways it's very important to understand that for him and for his political base and for his international image, it's very important not to have a very harmonious relationship with the United States. He has, during the Bush years, those were the golden years for him, because as President Bush and others, lack of popularity around the world and in Latin America soared, he capitalized on that. And now with Obama, Obama, he has more of a difficulty of doing it. But still, for him, it's very important to show that he is a loggerhead with what he calls empire.
Secretary Clinton wants to talk about Iran, but what are some of the issues she may hear about from the Latin American leaders themselves? What might come back at her?
It's going to vary from country to country. One of the things she's going to find is that this is a deeply divided region where countries are pursuing different approaches. She will hear different things in Argentina from what she hears in Brazil. But in general, trade, there are very important issues concerning trade and the fact that there has been complete paralysis in the initiatives and concerning more trade agreements, and climate change and the deep frustration about the lack of movement in that area.
All right. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Lynn.
That was Moises Naim, and he is the editor-in-chief of Foreign Policy magazine.